Kia joins us on the line right now. Hello, Kia.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, just some records.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, it's no big deal. Still okay. Hey, so my first thing is, how did you go 10th? Because, everyone up here has been invested in you for quite some time. And, again, this is not to, you know what the drill here. Everybody up here knows you as, one of the greatest Canadian women's basketball players, one of the greatest Canadian basketball players ever. And you know, you've racked up individual awards at the University of Connecticut. You guys were winners. And I just, when I saw that you went 10th, I was pretty surprised by that. And I wonder if you were too.
No, actually, obviously, for the class that we have right now, our rookie class, it's very talented, very deep. And this is one of the most competitive leagues in the world, with only 144 spots that are able to be used. And I think for me personally, going into the draft, it was never about what number I was going. It was, where am I going to get an opportunity to play, and what's the best fit for me? And it was anywhere kind of within the range of 7 and 10 for me. And I think New York was absolutely the best possible place that I could have ever ended up.
Where does Saturday rank for you in regards to career highlights?
Pretty high up there. Yeah. I would say it's a little bit below the Olympics and Pan Ams. But I think for me personally, it was one of those games where, you just do things unconsciously and you kind of play and it feels like you're a kid back in first or second grade and you're just kind of running around doing something that you love and having a lot of fun while you do it with your teammates. And I think that was probably one of the best parts.
Yeah, you were Steph Curry. You were just draining everything. It was awesome. It was from everywhere. You're unconscious. And I loved it too because, again, you are a rookie. And I know that you're, second on your team in minutes right now, and you came in right away and you were given an opportunity. But, yeah, to see you take some of those shots, I was like, holy, this is a real confidence game. A lot of heat checks and just a lot of them dropping in. No, it was a real performance. And I think what was especially cool about this is it feels like WNBA Twitter is seeping more and more into NBA Twitter, and I wonder why you think that is happening right now, or if you've noticed it.
Well, I think that to a certain extent, obviously, being kind of like the sister league and having the NBA understanding, we share a facility with the Knicks. So we're fortunate enough to be in kind of the same atmosphere as them and understanding that, we have a lot of men who come out and watch us play. They enjoy watching us play. They bring their kids out. And I think that's something that's also fun for young women to see. And obviously, our league is getting more and more competitive, and we're getting more and more attention. And you see that kind of seeping in. You see other players tweeting about it. You'll see players come to the games. I know Kobe comes to a lot of games. So I think that stuff like that is really fun.
So you especially have a lot of attention, again, because you do have a country behind you. And I was kind of scanning through some of the articles about you when we found out that you were going to join us, and I saw one by a guy named Howard Medgill, and he brought on his 8-year-old daughter to come to New York Liberty practice. And I wonder how you feel about the added pressure of just knowing that, there is a whole country watching you, and that there are so many young girls in this country that look up to you and idolize you and that do follow your career. It is different for you.
It is. Once kind of Pan Ams happened and people started saying, there's going to be a lot of, more role model things that you have to do. You're going to be more well known. I think for me, that was kind of are you sure? Because I'm really young and I'm not sure if that's what I'm supposed to be doing at this point. But kind of growing up and understanding that is a role that I want to be in, it's also a huge responsibility, knowing that you're always going to have eyes on you no matter what you're doing. But I think for me, I grew up and there wasn't a lot of women all over the place like it is now. We don't see, we see now with the social media, on Instagram, we get to follow our favorite female athletes. We see them on TV. There wasn't a whole lot of that when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. So if I get to be one of those people who now in this era is allowed to do that, young girls can see me play, and it gives them an added bonus and an added desire to win and play, then I've done more than my job could ever give me.
Yeah, what you and the national team have done is obviously huge news in this country. It's kind of crazy we don't have a WNBA franchise in this country. Could you see that happening down the line?
Down the line, absolutely. I think there's a huge love for basketball in our country right now, and you see that with the success that the Raptors have had within their regular seasons and Jurassic Park, the excitement behind having, national team games that are now being played on home soil. I know the men have a number of games this year that they're playing on home soil. The women are playing in Edmonton in the Edmonton Grads Classic. So you're able to see a lot more basketball now, and you're able to see a lot more of your favorite players who maybe have gone over to the States for a little while. They're coming back. They're playing on home soil. I think that stuff is really exciting for our country. And as it continues to grow and the interest continues to grow, obviously the league would handle that. But it could be a possibility to get a team.
Well, yeah, especially lately because the national team has had so much success, right? You mentioned the Pan Am gold and how fun that was to have here, and the FIBA America Cup gold and the America's Championship gold, and like the national program has been wildly successful. And I think that it's coincided as well with the women's soccer team, actually, and in this country especially. I think that there's been more of a emphasis on women's sports anyways at the national level than I can ever remember anyways. And maybe that's a recency bias, but I look at people like you and at Christine Sinclair, and these are now household names in our country. And I wonder what you think the next step is in terms of having that go from just the national programs to just having it be in professional sports.
Well, I think obviously the big thing for us is exposure. When it comes to women's sports, we don't get the same exposure that men's sports do necessarily. So now it comes along with, when you're a female professional athlete, it's a lot and a lot and a lot of work to build up your brand and build it in the way that you want it to be built up. Obviously, the way that society still continues to portray female athletes in professional sports that are based strictly for women, it has a long way to go. You know, you're going to hear your opinions. 50% of people are going to believe in what the sport has to offer, and 50% of people are going to say it's boring. And those are the people that you're just going to have to deal with, and something that you have to understand, but you have to continue to expose people to allow them to watch games. I think that's something that our league is doing a great job of right now, having the league pass. We have games on TV, and now they're branching out into having games on Twitter. So our game tomorrow at 11 will actually be on Twitter, and people can watch it for free and kind of get a sense of what women's basketball in the WNBA and New York Liberty itself, what we stand for. So I think young girls now are able to see that more and more, and that's going to have to continue to get bigger and brighter and allow people to have a little bit of an insight into our world.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great point. And I actually think Twitter is going to be a massively valuable tool for it because, again, like, not everyone can consume everything. And I think the WNBA especially is still a little bit foreign to the casual sports viewer, right? Like it's not something that you're tuning on your TV and necessarily checking it out. And in this country, it's usually on NBA TV and a lot of people don't have that. But with Twitter, again, it's just like you're able to package these highlights in and see the level of the game and to see the highlights and then to learn who players are. And it is so out there. Like I think it has been very big for the league and I think it will continue to be.
Absolutely. And I think I'll call out Canada and tell them we don't play enough WNBA games over there. And that's something that we need to get on that. We finally got on a Final Four, a women's Final Four this year. Congrats to TSN. Thanks for that. Yeah. But we need to put some WNBA games on in the summertime.
Yeah. What has been the biggest transition for you going from the college game to professional?
I think the biggest thing here is when you get to the professional level, you can be stronger, quicker, faster, have younger legs than any player, and they just have a basketball IQ and an experience that they've had for the number of years that they've been playing that will allow them to counteract anything that you can try to do physically. I think that mental side of things and that basketball IQ is an enormous advantage that people have, and if you are willing to share it with the younger people, like the vets that I have are willing to share that with me and take me under their wing, speaks to the character of the players that I'm allowed to play with each and every day.
So you've always answered the bell for Team Canada. You've played whenever asked and, of course, played very, very well. Huge story last week that Andrew Wiggins was left off the preliminary roster for Team Canada and its World Cup qualification. What did you make of that decision and him staying away from the national team?
I think the biggest thing that everybody needs to understand when it comes to professional athletes having to make a decision about what they are doing, you know, whether it comes to national team or whether it comes to their season, is that everything is not as black and white as everybody makes it. I don't know Andrew that well, you know, other than in passing, saying hello. So I couldn't tell you exactly what his decision and mindset behind it is, but you have to understand that there's going to be people within the media who are going to make up as many stories as they want about it, when it could really just come down to something that's very simple. So, you know, people have to make decisions on what they need to do, and some days you'll be able to help represent your country, and some days you won't.
I saw you were tweeting about the finals. Of course, who's not paying attention? Steph Curry, what he did yesterday was ridiculous with the 9 threes. Does this feel over to you, 2-0 in favor of the Warriors?
You know, everybody keeps asking me that, and I literally just tweet, I think, because some of the stuff he does is, like, just funny. Some of the stuff the Warriors do and obviously the Cavs, the talent and the level of basketball that is being played right now is incredible, and it's great to watch good basketball. But I have no loyalty. I just say, go Liberty. That's where I go with it every time.
Kia, we really appreciate you taking the time for us and continued success. And we'll be watching on Twitter.
Yes, we now also say go Liberty on the show.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, appreciate it.
Our show absolutely is a Liberty show.
Without question.
Talk about any other team.
They are the official WNBA franchise of Good Show, 1-4, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. And you're welcome on whenever you'd like, Kia. Thanks for this.
Thanks, Kia.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Cheers.
There's Kia Nurse.